money. It takes time, but you know, if you want to do it, you know, you're going to go ahead and do it. But just flying around the moon, I don't see any point to that, really. I mean, I know they want to test systems, but you could also fly around the Earth, too. But whatever.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a money thing, too. And you need to get the public behind you. If you tell the public you're just going to test everything in Earth orbit, and then off we go to Mars, I don't think the money's going to be there, or the support from Congress. You tell people you're going to land on the moon, eventually set up a base there, whether you do or not, you know, that makes people pay attention, sit up and definitely think about supporting the program. We'll see. Like I said, it'll be big news in February, and roughly, by the way, it's going to be roughly a 10-day mission. You know, go around the moon and come back. Where that last one that they launched, that was Artemis 1, without the crew, that was a 25-day mission. And it was weird, even that change. That was initially going to be a 40-day mission. So, you know, one day at a time. That's why we have the net. We can come back every week and tell you what's changed and what didn't change. Looking at the time, I'm gonna turn this back over to Roy, Brian, unless you have something else. WS2N.
No, KF2ZZ for station ID. No, thank you very much, Paul. And yes, I think it's time for Roy.
Very good. Okay, this has been Paul, WS2N, for the Space Net Report. For the TechNet, we'll turn it back over to Roy. Before I do that, though, I always like to mention that the club, Limark, always has the Club InfoNet tomorrow night, 8:30, on these repeaters, always followed by Sloppy Chop, George, and then always followed by Newsline, Radio Newsline. Roy, over to you, AC2GS, WS2N.
Thank you, Paul. Frank, did you want to say something?
WB2BX, so here. Yeah, as I understand it, let me see if I can mute this. Okay. As I understand it, there's yet another problem with the gateway. And why I had thought it was canceled more or less for good now is that Gateway and the SLS, as I understand it, were being built by separate contractors, and somebody finally realized that the Gateway modules would not actually fit on the SLS. It's too big. How anybody can screw that up, I don't know. But apparently the two contractors didn't talk to each other or put everything into the same database. And I forget whether the thing is physically too big or too heavy or a little of both. But anyway, just like computer software, apparently the current gateway design, or at least the one that was around a year or two ago, was not compatible. And the moon landing thing, I mean, right now the moon landers are vaporware. They don't exist. And they say they're going to land on the moon in 2 years when NASA does like one mission a year. I don't know. A little ridiculous. And I think there's going to be some political drive behind this because as ridiculous as repeating Apollo seems, they're not going to want to let the Chinese put boots on the moon again before we do it again. And the Chinese say they're going to do it by 2029, and they do meet their deadlines, apparently. So I think that's what's going on right now, is that they are going to ramp this thing up to try to do that, no matter what it costs. And with that, everybody, have a good night. 73 WB2BXO.
Comment. Okay, one second. Yeah, I haven't heard what you heard, but that gateway was never planned on going up on the SLS, so I'm not sure where you got that from. That gateway is planned on going up on a Falcon 9 Heavy. They fitted it. They made sure it would fit in with that. They were going to initially send two different modules, the Habitat module and the PEP, that's the propulsion module and power PEP. And that module was going to supposedly dock with the Habitat module around the moon. That was the initial plan. Well, that went out the window, and they decided years ago that we're going to put the two of them together here on Earth and just going to put it into the heavy Falcon 9, you know, the one with the three Falcon 9s bolted together. So that was the plan. I haven't heard that plan change, but we'll follow it. I'm not sure where you got that one from, Frank, but I'll definitely look into it. And Brian, yeah, go ahead before we turn it back to Roy.
Well, I don't know if the Chinese are going to put boots on the moon first, but they may put a giant lock. Well, whatever.
Yeah, I'll go back to my old joke from many years ago on these nets. It's to say, last thing you want is China landing on the moon before us. All I can picture is them going along with a couple of jumper cables, charging the batteries that are in one of our three lunar rovers that are still sitting up there, you know, getting them running and then riding around in one of our rovers while we're sitting here watching it on TV, you know. Maybe I wasn't too far from the truth. Anyway, Roy, over to you, WS2N.
Yes, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I hope you had fun. I hope you learned a few things. And I hope you'll join us next Sunday when we do this all over again. As per usual, let me leave you with some words of wisdom from some clever gentlemen. One is our own Dick K2RW. He would end his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. That's always good advice. And I'll remind you of good old Epictetus. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open to new ideas, but not so wide open that your brain falls out, because you're going to need it one of these days. Everyone, have a great week. Stay safe, stay warm, be well. And if you can, please try and join us next Sunday at 8 p.m. when we do this all over again. This is AC2GS formally closing this particular episode of the Limewire Technical Net after I say Slava Ukraini.
All right, 73s, everyone. Have a good night. JF2CC clear. Thank you.
Have a good one, Brian. WS2N clear.
at tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
my Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.